Well, happy new year to you all. The PGA Tour is back in action this week, the first event of the year for the PGA Tour, the traditional opening event of the year, not the season. Of course, the season began a couple of months ago with the fall series, but certainly this is an event that brings together the winners on the PGA Tour in 2018. Only Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose missing from that group. But certainly a very strong lineup of the rest of the elite of the game in many respects. Dustin Johnson, the defending champion, he's in the field at $6, a bit short for mine. John Rahm is in there at $8, Justin Thomas at $9.50, Brooks Koepka at $12, Rory McIlroy and Jason Day at $13, Patrick Reed's at $17, a former winner of the event and has played okay in recent times. And Webb Simpson at $21. I think also that's pretty good value for Webb Simpson. He seems to have found something new in his game in more recent times. And, of course, he has finished third in this event on the two occasions that he has played here earlier in his career, Webb Simpson. So I think if you were looking for some value, you might consider the likes of Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson. But certainly I think the likes of Dustin Johnson, who is the defending champion, and the 2017 winner, Justin Thomas, is also in the field. Brooks Koepka lines up for the third occasion, having finished third on debut in 2016, although he hasn't really played competitively since a visit to Japan in late November, I guess leaving some level of concern about his chances this week. Admittedly, he won in Korea earlier in November, so his reasonably recent form is very good, Brooks Koepka. He is the world number one now, and he's got to be some sort of a chance, especially having finished third on debut here 2 years ago. Funnily enough, he played very poorly last year. There were no doubt reasons for that. Of the world's, of the golfing world's most recent winners, John Rahm, who won the Hero World Challenge in December, is also in the field. And having finished runner-up on debut last year in this event, his chances appear very good. And as I mentioned, others that I think are genuinely worth having a look at are Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson. Of the Australians, just the two in the field. Of course, only the two Australian winners on the PGA Tour last year. Jason Day, of course, a two-time winner, perhaps not quite so good later in the season, although his form is, you wouldn't exactly say bad. And Mark Leishman, who comes off the back of a couple of good finishes in Australia. So his most recent form is very good, having finished runner-up at the World Cup of Golf along with Cameron Smith, and also runner-up to Cameron Smith at the Australian PGA Championship. Mark Leishman actually led this event, or shared the lead in this event, through 36 holes last year, went on to finish seventh. So that form's not too bad. And given the form that he's in at $21, that's probably reasonable value for Mark Leishman. Jason Day will be playing the event for the fifth occasion. He's played quite nicely in the several occasions that he has played here, including when third 2 or 3 years ago. And as we know, he is a world-class player. So I think, as I said, it's a bit hard to go past some of the logical favourites. Dustin Johnson, two-time winner and the defending champion. Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, as I said, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy. Interestingly enough, playing this event for the very first occasion. Patrick Reed at $17, Webb Simpson at $21, and of the Australians, Mark Leishman at $21. I think very good value. I think he's going to give some sort of a sight this week. And Jason Day at $13. So that's hopefully a chance for us all to get off to a reasonable start as far as golf betting is concerned in 2019. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.